Well, I'd appreciate your prayer this morning. I've been thinking a little bit through the week about this thought I wrote on the board. How will you hear? We know that the scripture tells us in Luke 8 and 18, the scripture tells us, take heed therefore how ye hear. Listen to what it says. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. You know, this can be a little confusing, at least it was for me at one time. And I think about what Jesus is saying here, and we'll look at this a little more in a minute. But you know, Jesus was saying something very, very specific here. You take heed how you hear. To him that hath shall be given. And you know, we can build on what God has given us. And it says, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. That's a pretty terrifying verse in a way, because if we have not and we don't hear the Lord and we don't take into our lives what he has for us, we're liable to lose what we do have. And so I want to look in verse 4 and read a few scriptures here in Luke 8. It says, and when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down. Now, what is a sower? It's a farmer. It's a gardener, somebody planting. And he sowed some by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it up. And some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And so I want to talk this morning a little bit about having ears to hear what Jesus wants to say to us. You know, Jesus was talking to these people here, but they didn't understand what he said. They didn't understand what he was saying. And I want to move over to Matthew 13 and continue. I don't know if it's the same time he was saying it, but it's the same parable. In Matthew 13 and 10, and Jesus was speaking here, and the disciples came after he told this parable, and they said, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which is Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. So just because we hear, these people heard what the Lord said. The disciples heard what the Lord said. And none of them, it appears, understood. Because, see, we've heard this all of our life. So we well understand something about this parable of the sower, don't we? They hadn't heard it all their life, and they didn't understand. And Jesus cried when he got done, and he said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." You know, I think what Jesus wanted to say to them was, I have some things to say to you, if you'll listen. This is going to take some further explanation. That's what Jesus wanted to say to all of them, I believe. But many of them did not hear. They did not understand, and they left without ever understanding. And so I want to think about that thought this morning. Jesus was right there speaking to them, and they did not understand. But I'll tell you what he said. He went on to tell a little bit more about this. And he said, "And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith," and he goes on, and then it says, "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." And so, you know, the Lord went on to explain to them something about all of that. And, you know, he said, their heart is waxed gross. What's the word gross mean anyway? And in our usage of the word gross, it means nasty. It means sick. You don't like it. It's gross. But this here Jesus was talking about, when you look that word up, it means thick. Their ears were thick. Their heart was thick because they couldn't understand. And it goes on to say, to thicken, that is by implication to fatten, figuratively stupefy or render callous, wax gross. And so Jesus said, there's a reason these folks don't hear what I had to say. Because they just heard me with their ears, they did not understand with their heart, and they just left. They love their sins, they love their life, and they love to hear me. But, or he didn't say that, but that's, he could have said, they love, it's a lovely song. But then they go on their way. There was a problem, wasn't there? Their heart was waxed gross. There was something thick that they couldn't understand. And so I just want to give us a simple little message this morning, that the Lord wants us, when we hear His Word, that it means something to us. Maybe it demands further explanation. And so the disciples came to the Lord and said, "Lord, what do you mean by this? We don't understand what you said." And so he began to explain to them. And then he explained the parable of the sower. And he explained what each one of those things meant. And then it began to mean something to those fellows. They wrote it down. They kept it. And it was later written for our benefit, wasn't it? You know, it meant something to them. It demanded a little further explanation, and they gave that to it. And so this morning, I want to encourage us as we listen to the Lord, as the Lord begins to talk to us, and as He begins to, excuse me, as the Lord passes by, and I want to read a couple places there, where the Lord passed by. You know, this morning, the Lord passed by these people. He sat right in front of them, and they didn't comprehend anything He was saying, hardly. They didn't know what He meant. They just knew it meant something. They knew it was amazing to be there in Jesus' presence. But their heart did not absorb it. You know, in a few days, just Friday, we start a meeting. And I will tell you what I believe is going to happen. The Lord's going to pass by. Again and again. And you know, he's gonna speak to our hearts, isn't he? The Lord's gonna want to impart some things to us. And I want to encourage us to take heed how we hear. Because I know we can sit down in front of a message, we can sit down in front of the Word, and we can go home and tell everybody about everything that was said that was wrong. That's what we heard. And Jesus says, you take heed how you hear. Maybe it's going to demand a little further digging. Maybe it's going to demand a little further explanation. And so we begin to look into the Word. Lord, what are you wanting to say to me in this setting? What do you mean to say to me in every setting where you come passing by and your Word is read? Lord, would you speak to my heart this morning? Because folks, our heart can have so many reasons we don't hear. We can want things that the Lord doesn't want us to have. And you know what? We can't hear Him when we want things we know the Lord doesn't want us to have. We will figure out a way in the middle of all the scriptures to justify what we want, won't we? You know, our heart, if we have callousness in any area, we won't even hear many times. And maybe we'll think, well, I'm not accountable. Folks, the Lord wants us to take heed how we hear. He wants us to come before Him. Lord, feed my soul. Lord, during this meeting, teach me your ways and show me your paths and open to me those things that you want me to know, because I want to go to heaven this morning. And I believe the Lord wants that. This people, He said, their heart is waxed gross and their eyes are dull. Their ears are dull of hearing and their eyes they have closed. Now, you know, these disciples sat right there with Jesus and heard His words and did not understand at first, but they wanted to know, and the Lord revealed to them. And then there were others that went away. I don't know what He was talking about. You know, he keeps speaking in parables. His disciples said, why do you always speak in parables? Well, because I want to bring it home to you. I want it to lodge here in your heart. And so this morning, I want to encourage us, folks, we can sit right here and starve to death. We can sit right here and flourish and be fat in the Lord and be full of the good blessings of God. It all depends upon the condition of our heart and our ears and our eyes and what we're looking at and what we're seeing and what we're hearing. You know, God will give to us what we need if we desire it. These disciples went to Him and they desired it. Lord, what do you mean by this? What do you mean here? A sower went forth to sow and all of these things happened. Well, they didn't know the explanation that we know, as we said a while ago. And so the Lord had to begin to unravel in their minds some things. I want to tell you this morning, the Lord wants to unravel some things in our minds. And He wants us to hear. But folks, we're going to have to listen up when the Lord passes by. And that's daily. Many times I believe the Lord passes by. And many times I think if we're not very careful, we don't hear Him. We don't see Him. He passes by and we're all impatient. Why did that thing happen? And it's the Lord. That's why it happened. That's why He let it happen. It's the Lord. He's trying to get us to heaven. And we're complaining. I didn't see the Lord today. All I see is the devil fighting me. You know what? The Lord wants us to open our eyes and see, and our ears and hear. And He wants us to hear His words to us. Maybe He will tell us, I want you to settle down and go pray, because really that's the need. And then this other will diminish and become small. And so the Lord wants to speak to us today. He wants to give us direction today. And so, as Balaam, he puts a donkey in our way, or he puts an angel in the way. And, you know, and the donkey won't go, and we're beating him, and why won't he go? And Balaam was speaking to the donkey. Why aren't you moved? You know, well, the donkey speaks back. You know, what have I not always done what you wanted me to do? I don't remember the exact words, but you know, Balaam did not perceive. You know why? Because Balaam was doing what Balaam wanted to do instead of what God wanted Balaam to do. And so many times, folks, the Lord is trying His best to get us to heaven, and we're resisting on every hand if we're not careful. Resisting the things the Lord's putting in our path to get us there. Lord, open our eyes. Open my ears that I might hear. But you don't understand. That guy has a problem. You know what? If he read the Word, let's listen to what the words say, at least. And hear that. You know, the Lord wants us to have those things, doesn't He? How we hear when the Lord speaks, folks, determines our eternal future. How we hear. I know we can go out and say, well, I just don't believe what the saints believe. I just don't believe it. I don't believe, you know. But listen, folks. Have we been listening to God? Are we hearing His voice? Are we seeing His work? The Lord might want to teach us some things. I want to look over here in Luke, the 19th chapter, and verse 1. You know, there's so many different approaches that people have to the Lord. But we all know about this wee little man, as the song says. Who is he? Anybody? Children? Zacchaeus? We sing this little song about this wee little man. And you know, listen to this story about Zacchaeus. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. You know what? Zacchaeus, the first thing he did was set himself up to know the Lord. He wanted to see the Lord. He climbed up in a tree because he had a problem. He couldn't see over the people. He was too short. Well, you know what? We all have a problem or two, don't we? And we've got to overcome those things, folks. Zacchaeus had a problem, but he didn't let that stop him. He was a rich man. He was a well-to-do man. Can you imagine him climbing up in a tree in front of all these people? Didn't that look a little funny? Probably did. But he wanted to see Jesus, because Jesus was going to pass that way. Now, you know what? Jesus is going to pass your way too. And I want to say, from the outset of the meeting that's fixing to start, I believe Jesus is going to pass our way again and again. Will we see Him? Will we even be here to see Him? Will we hear Him? Will we even be here to hear Him? Folks, Zacchaeus was there. He set himself up for the Lord to reach down and fill his need. Listen to what he did here. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, for he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, you know what? Jesus is going to pass our way, folks. We've been saying it several times this morning. Let's set ourselves up to be there. If we can, let's set ourselves up to hear the Lord. Let's set things in order that we can know what He's saying. Let's begin to seek Him for His voice. Lord, I want to know what You mean to me. I may not understand it, but Lord, I want You to speak live words that mean something to me. I want You to interpret it. Some things require a little further explanation. And folks, if we're wise, we'll ask the Lord for that. Lord, I don't understand everything here. I need you to help me. Now listen to this. And it says he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Wow. I would love to have been Zacchaeus at that moment. Jesus, but you know what? Jesus has, he's called me. I think he's probably called you too. He does that, doesn't he? And so Zacchaeus was there and the Lord said, hurry up, Zacchaeus, get down. I'm coming to your place. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Now I want to ask you something. What did Zacchaeus see that day? He saw Jesus, didn't he? And what did he hear the words of Jesus saying, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your place. And what did the others see? They saw Jesus pass by. And they saw Zacchaeus come down. And they saw the Lord talk to him. And they murmured, he's going home to be with a man that's a sinner. That's what they saw. That's what was in their mind. They got no good out of this story. They saw something else. He's going home to be with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a tax collector. He's a cheat. He's a liar. And he's the head of them. That's what they saw. Folks, what will we see? Jesus said, take heed how you hear. Because there's going to be more given to those that listen to me. And those that have. And those that don't, I'll take away even that they have. And they'll lose their vision and not understand. And not be able to make it to my heaven. You know, this morning, it's kind of important, isn't it? Take heed how we hear. And Zacchaeus stood. Now here was this sinner. Yes, he was a sinner, but Jesus was talking to him. Jesus wants to talk to us wherever we're at. And he said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. He made some decisions in his heart right there that I'm going to follow the Lord, didn't he? And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. This is one of Abraham's followers. This is one of those that follow the Lord by faith in God, make the decisions to do the works of the Lord in their life. And here was one that followed with faithful Abraham. Lord, I'll follow you wherever you take me. I'll give up half of my goods. I'll pay back four times, whatever. That's what was in his heart. You know, I love these kind of stories this morning. Zacchaeus. You know, in Matthew 20 and 29, there's another little story about some folks. And you just look at the varying ways that people hear and see and what they think about things. Matthew 20 and 29. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men were sitting by the wayside. When they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them. What are you doing that for? You know, two ways of thinking here. One was, Lord, I need you. I need your mercy today. Have mercy on me, Lord. I need you today. Then the others rebuking them. Hey, be quiet. This is the master. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" You know what I believe? I believe when we call out to the Lord like this, He looks to us. Just like He did to Zacchaeus and just like He did to these blind men. Folks, He's available to all of us. And He's totally impartial in that. They say unto Him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed Him. Isn't that wonderful this morning? You know, Jesus is passing by. Take heed how we hear. Take heed to things that we see and hear. Think, what are we hearing this morning? Are we hearing the voices of all the calls of life? All the things that's going on that when we get out or tomorrow morning or whatever this week? Or are we hearing the Lord? Lord, I want You. I want to go to heaven real bad. And you know, I just believe the Lord deals with us according to the desire of our heart. He does. He deals with us according to the desire of our heart. God, give us a heart that longs after the things of God. Isn't there a scripture that says, "Blessed is he that hungers"? Let's see. Matthew 5. We know that, don't we? "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Folks, that's the promise. And so as we go through life and as we go, let's set ourselves up for the Lord to work in our life. I love the dealings of the Lord. Folks, it's more precious than anything else 10 times over. Let's let the Lord work in our life. Let's ask Him for it. And I will tell you, to those that do, I say this, the blessing of the Lord will come upon your life in a way that you didn't hardly think was possible. Do you know, and I don't have a lot more to say, I have a lot more I could say, but I just want to think about a little bit about these Christians, these saints, wherever they were at this time, in Revelations 2 and 3. Do you know what Jesus said to them? Let's look at the very first one here of Ephesus, the church at Ephesus. Jesus was writing not to sinners. This was not Zacchaeus. This was the church at Ephesus. And He told them, He said, "I know your works and your labor and your patience and all of, I know all of that. I know you've been so good in so many ways. And you can't bear those that have been evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee." Do you know what? I believe the Lord is faithful to us. Wherever we are, He will come to us and tell us, "I have a little something against you," because He wants to get us to heaven, folks. It's up to us to hear. And so Jesus said some things here. And He said, "Because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Didn't He come to them as carefully as possible here? Didn't He try to, "Look, I know you've been doing some good things, but the truth is you've lost your first love." And He said here, "Repent of this." And He was giving them opportunity here. And then listen to what He says. Verse 7, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now, He said, if you've got an ear, if you've got an ear to understand with your heart, then listen to what the Spirit here is saying to the seven churches. because I'm speaking to you. That's what Jesus is saying, isn't it? And so he says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. I'm going to give you something so overwhelmingly good. You're going to eat of the tree, he says, of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And he calls them on. I've got something for you. If you've got an ear to hear, he says, then let him hear. And if your heart is gross and thick and loves the world or loves other things or just is not gonna do what God wants us to do, then he said, I'll take away even that you have. I'll take away the knowledge you've got. But if you'll listen to me, I'll give you to eat of the tree of life and you'll live forever in the paradise of God. I'll do this for you. Do you know how many times Jesus said this in these seven churches here? He said it seven times. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. And so this morning, I just leave you with those few little thoughts. He that hath an ear to hear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I want to tell you this morning, Jesus wants to talk to you and me. And he really does. He wants us to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Oh, won't we hear him today? Won't we let him speak to us? Won't we ask him during the meeting, Lord, I'm going to be there. I want to hear your voice. I want to be in your presence. Lord, get me to heaven somehow. And you know what I believe he'll do? He'll get us to heaven. It's not rocket science, folks. It's very simple. But it takes a heart that only wants the will of God. And if we want that, we can have it. I remember as a young fella, I wanted to serve the Lord. I wanted to serve the Lord. And yet, we didn't have church when I was quite young, and maybe till my mid-teens almost. We didn't have church regularly. And you know, I wanted the Lord so bad. I wanted more of him. You know what the Lord did? He gave me more. He gave me more. And folks, he wants to give all of us more. Maybe we're not in the best of circumstances in our life. That's okay. God will come right where we're at and he'll start talking to us and walking with us and lead us out. And he'll lead us. He'll lead us into his blessings. He said one scripture, Psalms 81, he should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. But if you read that chapter, you realize the Lord's saying, but they would not. That's what I wanted to do for them. Now, folks, I think most of us here want to. I'm urging all of us to want to. I'm urging all of us. It's a decision we have to make in our heart and in our life, because no one else can make it for us. Mom and Dad cannot make us do it. It's not possible. It is not possible. It has to be a heart decision we make. Lord, speak to me. Give me ears to hear, like you said. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Give me eyes to see what you're doing. Give me help, Lord, that I can make it to heaven. Just a little more. Do you know there was two thieves crucified at the same time Jesus was? And do you know one of them, he looked on Jesus and he said something to the effect, remember me when you come into your kingdom. How this thief understood that depth of things must have only been the Lord himself. Because his disciples didn't seem to perceive it. His kingdom was supposed to happen right there, right then, and he was dying. But this thief perceived it. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. There's something more. And Lord, remember me. I've been a thief. I deserve what I got. But remember me. And you know what the Lord said? This day. This day, you're going to be with me in paradise. Wow. What's he want to say to you and me this morning? But you know what the other thief, he, if I remember correctly, he railed on him, didn't he? And he said ugly things. And you know, he went that day out to his eternal fate. And it could have been otherwise. We ourselves, folks, we are the keepers of our heart. We are the ones. Do you know the leaders during Jesus' time? They said, crucify him. He's not worthy to live. Give us Barabbas. We'll take this guy that's guilty of causing all these seditions and troubles in our country. And all this that he's guilty of and wicked things that he had, give us Barabbas. But then there were those that followed Jesus and they gave their lives to him. And he went on and blessed their lives. And we have this Bible from people that hazarded their lives for the gospel. What are we going to do this morning? How are we going to hear? And in what side of eternity are we going to land up on? It's up to you and up to me. For me, I long to hear, oh Lord, please teach me your ways. Humble my heart. Keep me from my own thoughts. Change me when I need changed. You know what? I believe the Lord will take us to heaven, folks, if we'll just only let him and seek him. Pray for me.